Jr. was here. We also are here this hour for the great, diamonds and jewels in our midst, people that are making good music regionally and locally who you might not get a chance to hear otherwise. You're going to hear, a bit of a stripped down is not a good way to put it. Let's just say an acoustic version of J.D. Eicher and the Goodnights this morning. They do have a full band typically, but we'll talk to them more about that. Ben and J.D. are here today, so let's welcome them. Here we go with J.D. Eicher and the Goodnights.
Where do you go when you lose yourself? How do you know when you're lost? What do you do when you're on your own? How do you know when you're lost? 'Cause after all, this time has passed. You'd think you'd be alright. But everything you tell yourself is feeling like a lie. So you take all these doubts and you throw them out. You're not sure who you are, but you're sure who you're not now. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you there. And love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. It'll hit you when it's what you least expect. And you don't know if anything is better than the past. Oh, but you're hanging on to memories you know will never last. So you make your way out of this bitter town. You're not sure where you're going, but you're sure what you want now. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you there. And love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. It'll hit you when it's what you least expect. Gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you here. And love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. It'll hit you when it's what you least expect. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. Love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you here. And love is gonna find you, love is gonna find you running. It'll hit you when it's what you least expect.
It's a nice song. That's J.D. Eicher and Ben Portz playing. And they are of J.D. Eicher and the Good Knights. And yeah. I'm looking at the CD. This is relatively new, right?
Yeah, you know, we just put it out almost exactly a month ago.
And it's really, first of all, it's I always feel a little awkward saying this, but having done this for 35 years, I'm pretty good at judging a CD by its cover. I never actually do. I listen to everything we get, but yeah. My accuracy is pretty good. And when I say that, it's actually a matter of my, looking at the instruments, looking at the people, getting a sense of where it was recorded, and the balance of original songs and such. And this looks like a great CD.
Oh, and it's hopefully it listens like that too.
Yeah. Right. I just realized I should have began that way. I didn't. No, it looks like a great CD. And it's,
thank you.
It's nice to see you've got Joy Ike sitting in, and
great friend of the ours. Yeah,
she's wonderful. And it's congratulations. Is this the first for you guys?
It's actually our third.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's the third in a series of records. The first one was called The Shape of Things. The next one was called Shifting, and this is Into Place. It's The Shape of Things Shifting Into Place. So it's kind of the final of the trilogy, so to speak.
Yeah. Do you have to go with a prequel next, or?
Yeah, yeah, right. That's kind of the big question. We don't. I was joking with a reporter back around the release date that I really. Don't know what's next, and kind of excited about that after a couple of years of working on this trilogy. It's nice to not have a plan right now.
A prequel, I think, called This Would Be. Yeah. And, this would be the shaping of things shifting into place.
Not a bad idea. Yeah.
I'll keep thinking about that all day now, and I'll email you with some answers.
All right.
So, J.D., where are you from originally?
I'm born and raised in Youngstown, Ohio area. And I live out there now and in Canfield, Ohio, a little apartment there. And Ben lives in the Pittsburgh area. So we always say we're from Pittsburgh and Youngstown.
Oh,
we kind of split our time.
Yeah, and I have a nephew, Ricky, my wife may have mentioned to you that Boardman, Poland.
Oh, sure.
And I think we have two nephews in Canfield now.
Great. Yeah, that's cool. That's right.
So
right
where we know all about the fair. And
yeah. The legendary Canfield Fair.
Eating stuff on a stick and all the things you do.
Yep.
Have you been to the Canfield Fair, Ben?
I had the opportunity.
JD's made you go there.
we played there.
It was an experience, to say the least. Yeah,
it's
sure.
Amazing. I've only been there for half a day once, and it's etched into my memory. It's like an archetypical county fair that you'd expect just about anywhere.
Yeah,
there's more I want to ask you guys, but I want to be sure we get some music in. What would you like to play next?
This next one's called Easy. It's a song off our second record.
Yeah, and the first one, was that from the first?
That was from the second record, too.
Okay.
We're kind of mixing up. We probably thinking ahead, we should have led with the one we're promoting right now. But this is called Easy. It's
Easy.
Yeah, actually, I got to switch guitars real quick.
Oh, okay. Let me know. I'll ask Ben real quick. Where in Pittsburgh did you grow up?
I went to Pine Richland High School, located in Gibsonia, so just the northern part of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and what got you into music?
I just have always done it, and fortunately I had the chance to room with JD in college, and so he was playing at the time, and we just sort of kept in contact, and then so I sort of jumped on board with him, which was a really, really
That's
cool
great.
Opportunity.
Were you randomly matched in college?
I think actually the end of my freshman year, his sophomore year, we sort of became friends, and then so going into the next year, it was just sort of we got to pick our roommates, and so we were sort of sweet mates,
Great.
It was really cool.
Where'd you go to school?
Westminster.
And you're playing there.
In fact, the show tonight is the homecoming show, so we're excited.
Very
it's going to be fun.
JD has gone from a 12-string to a 6-string.
6-string, yeah.
What was the tuning of your 12-string, by
that
the way?
That is, I call it dad fat. It's D-A-D, F-sharp, A-D. It's just a D major chord, basically.
Okay,
on the other,
just curious.
On the guitar. Yeah,
because I noticed you were playing one-handed at one point, and I've long given up the desire to try to describe tunings, for a radio audience, but that one just seemed a little unusual. So.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to kind of get out of the normal framework of the regular tuning and stuff. So
this song is called Easy.
This is called Easy.
Easy, here again from J.D. Eicher and the Good Knights. We have Ben and J.D.
Thank you.
Well, silly, don't you think the way things work, it's never quite what I have in mind. And I'm not complaining, sometimes it's better that way, but sometimes it's not, and that's really what I'm getting to. You see, I've been going through a series of bad turns, and now I understand that my good old plan just doesn't work. 'Cause you said this would be easy. Please be careful what you claim. You're gone and got me in trouble, and this gets harder every day. To hang on that philosophy, oh, and everything would just work out. And now there's this heavy list that hangs on me of so many things I don't care about. For example, I could drive a dirty car for days and never care if it's clean. And I could let my front lawn go to waste and never give a hand if it's seen. Oh. 'Cause you said this would be easy. Please be careful what you claim. You're gone and got me in trouble, and this gets harder every day. Back pocket of these pants, stuffed in a wallet I've been meaning to replace, is that list of things I've been meaning to do according to you. But I see no point in haste, and there isn't anyone who can convince me to be concerned, and that's what concerns me, I guess. So I'm gonna try a little to try a little harder, but friend, I'm done making bets. 'Cause if you'll kindly remember, you said this would be easy. Please be careful what you claim. You're gone and got me in trouble, and this gets harder every day. Yeah, you said, oh, this would be easy. Please be careful what you claim. You're gone and got me in trouble, and this gets harder, and this gets harder, oh, every day.
To ask the boys here, are you working out some of these acoustic arrangements on the fly?
Changing going on.
Yeah, normally that song kind of goes on a little bit, but it just felt like for this arrangement, it made sense to kind of let it
sounded
fade
good.
Out.
That's a well. That's a really well crafted lyric too. I really enjoyed.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And JD, are these mostly your songs?
Yeah, usually write the tunes and we arrange them as a band.
Yeah, I figured as much, but that's a good song. Well sung, and also just playful.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot happening. How did you start writing songs, or what prompted you to actually this?
I began playing guitar when I was maybe around 12, 13, and had played for a long time and just, noodled around on the instrument and stuff, and then toward the end of high school, I just started to realizing that, you know, you could sing and play at the same time.
We'll get it.
Cool. I started to notice that I could pull off singing and playing at the same time if I messed around long enough with an idea or whatever. So and as soon as that happened, as soon as I started to sing over the guitar, I just began writing lyrics to it and kind of became an obsession. And in college, it really took over a big chunk of my time, and just loved making music. So
that's amazing. I was referring to closing the door a little bit because the birthday parties are starting here at the Children's Museum, and it's amazing. We could probably have you go out there and play. They'd be
We should stop out there.
it's interesting that the music. Some people turn to guitar or. The lyrics inspire them to actually create music, and it sounds like for you the music was coming first, or at least that
in
that
the beginning
prompted you to sing.
Yeah, you know, I was playing before I was singing for sure. So I think that's how it started, and then I've always just loved to read and love language and stuff. So kind of pairing those two together is a nice thing.
Yeah, I was curious. I mean, you're relatively young, and you've written a lot of songs. Are you? Discipline, or are you just sort of naturally prolific, or how would you describe?
I think I started off just prolifically, like just kind of doing it a lot. And lately, especially now that we tour and everything, I've had to be a lot more disciplined about it. So it's kind of changes as it becomes more your job.
Oh, absolutely. And you're changing as a person too.
Sure.
But it takes a while. So are you doing much writing, Ben? I'm sure there's arranging you're doing. I was listening to the piano a lot in both of those songs. There also is, for lack of a better word, kind of a playfulness, and bright is probably the word I'd describe it as. What are you thinking as you work out these arrangements? Like, I guess a guy delivers a song, and you think, I guess I want to get inside of your head. What do you do to amplify what JD brings?
Yeah, it was actually a really interesting experience, because a lot of the stuff that I was, I think, writing personally before the band was very piano heavy, just kind of leading the melodies, and a lot of bass in the left hand and a lot of obviously melody in the right hand. But then joining with a band, the fact I struggled at first because I didn't want to create, I don't know, tension between the guitar and the keyboard, because it was both like heavy instruments, both like lead instruments, so a lot of times I had to kind of like fill in some gaps. And if you listen to the record, you're gonna notice a lot of the piano lines are actually like pseudo electric guitar lines or something that I'm sort of adding.
You're gonna notice that.
Say that Ben's kind of like the lead guitar player
in
the band,
in a sense. You know? Besides those songs, and I actually, this is the first record that I've been on, so the other ones were previously done by another gentleman, and so I kind of took what he did and sort of just tried to make them my own in a way.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to tease you there.
That's nice.
But it's fun. I guess we all peer, you know, we see our own issues, you know, that and other people don't see them. it is interesting though, because you have to. I mean, as a band, especially playing songs that, you know, are songs. They're little stories. You know, they require faithful execution. Mm-hmm. You really got to work at that stuff.
It's funny how much time you spend trying to keep what you're doing simple. You know, like when you're by yourself, you can be really busy on an instrument. But when it's a full band, you're paring everything down to just, you know, a simple idea, which it works together well.
Yeah, and knowing when to stop too, or when not to play, I guess,
right.
Part of it. It has got to be tough. If you're just joining us, J.D. Eicher is the last voice you heard. The one you heard prior to him was another member of J.D. Eicher and the Good Nuts, whose last name, his first name is Ben, last name is Ports, Ben Ports. And there's a couple other guys in the band that aren't here right now. They include Dylan Collat and Jim
Merhut.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's great. I can't wait to listen to the CD called Into Place. But it's nice that, you know, everyone is well identified here for their contributions. I got to ask you before we hear another song. Now,
sure.
Now, JD, in addition to stomps and hit Joe and claps and gang vocal. I'm not sure I've ever seen a gang vocal.
Gang
credit.
Vocal?
Electric guitar whistling. But the one, and it's good to have, you know, sure, these. Yeah. Back when I used to play a lot of jazz on jazz programs rather than SLB, you know, you need to be able to say things like, Joy Ike did the gang vocal and Jerry DeBitzo did the baritone sax. But you're credited here with programming on one of the songs, mm-hmm. and I want to know what that...
Sure. Well, in general, programming usually like refers to any... Yeah, it can be MIDI. It can be like using samples and loops to create song. A lot of programming is drum programming, so you get like an electronic drum loop or something. That particular reference is, there's a song called Oh My God on the new record that mm-hmm. uses some... We pull in some recordings from past records and kind of we have like this moment where there's several overlapping recordings happening at once, so I kind of just arranged that like that loop of material. So nice. that's a reference to. Yeah,
nice.
So anything weird or electronic is usually a reference to programming.
Westminster College is both the guys here are alums from there, and they're going to be playing tonight as part of Homecoming at 7 o'clock is mm-hmm. the time. And I put a link to their website up on our website, and also I'll make sure there's one on Facebook too. And we certainly have lots of time for more music. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to get to know you. This is one off our new record. It's called "I'd Like to Get to Know You," and it's kind of our upbeat, cheerful, have a good time kind of song. So, hope you like it.
I've gotten stuck in the hunt for some luck, but that ain't my scene. I'm thinking this time I'll sit by and watch while he comes to me. Good times you can find me here. You don't need to knock, you just come on in. Last time around you in and out. So this time, please plan to stay wild. 'Cause I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know a good thing when it comes. And I'd like to say I love you. Hear it coming to me from another. And know for sure those words won't ever get worn out. Why is it always a fight trying to get life to fit the frame? I should be waiting for life before building it anyway. Yeah. Good times you can find me here. You don't need to knock, you just come right in. Last time around you in and out. So this time, please plan to stay a while. 'Cause I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know a good thing when it comes. And I'd like to say I love you. Hear it coming to me from another. And know for sure those words won't ever get worn out. I'd say 89-ish, probably 98. I remember never ever having any fears of anything. Singing, here comes the sun and playing out in the grass. Back before life came around and kicked my. But good times, I know you're coming back. And I like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know a good thing when it comes. And I'd like to say I love you. Hear it coming to me from another. And know for sure those words won't ever get worn out. I've been looking for some love to guide me. I've been looking for some love to guide me. I've been looking for some love, and now I'm gonna let it look for me.
I've been looking for some love to guide me. I've been looking for some love to guide me. Now I've been looking for some love, and now I'm gonna let it look for, let it look for me. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Mm.
J.D. Eicher, vocal and guitar, and Ben Ports doing piano. Hey, have we heard there are background vocals. You weren't singing on that one, were
no,
you?
No, I okay. was not singing on that one.
I was going to say, I'm listening the words, and I'm kind of getting lost in the songs, which is a good thing.
That's great, yeah.
That'd be terrible, though, to say, you know, fuck, there were no background vocals, and somebody would be singing background vocals. Not a good thing to do. Their latest album is called Into Place, and that song is on it. I mentioned before, Joy Ike is featured, as well as a few others. It looks like a great album. It takes a long time, to do that. Do you have trouble letting go, like deciding when you're done?
Yeah, absolutely. Ben wasn't necessarily there for the psychosis toward the end. The band would come in stages and we would finish up, you know, all the keys parts or all the drum parts and stuff, but the vocals tend to be at the end, so he doesn't get to see me, you know, OCD about the songs as much.
Oh yeah, that's
but,
kind of, I never goodness, yeah. really thought about it because you're pretty exposed, for lack of a better word. I mean, you and you're also going to be your own worst critic.
Absolutely. I think it's easy for us to be picky. It happens for sure. but at some point you just say, all right, this is it, you know, and you let it go.
Well, but what's crazy, too, these days is, you know, in the digital era, it's so easy to do retakes to the point where you can just keep doing it and doing it, or actually release a recording and then come back and decide to make a change to it. And it makes you long for sometimes things being a little less malleable, you know.
You're
it
right.
is what it is, and let's move on.
You know, with this record, we kind of, I remember having a discussion with the producer, because you're right, it's very easy to make things sound perfect now, or close to perfect anyway. And he and I were both talking, and he said, he's like, you know, we can make it perfect. He's like, but why don't you let it breathe a little bit, make it sound like human beings are playing music. And I'm glad he did that. And there are moments where it's not perfect, but it feels almost, I think it feels better for it.
Yeah, you know? And you have to get some distance from it, too. I was talking to a very prolific writer, and he might not appreciate my... actually, he said it publicly, so he won't mind my repeating it, but he's a newspaper columnist named Tony Norman, who writes for the Post-Gazette here in Pittsburgh. And he was asked, when he looks back at his old columns, what he feels, because he's been writing for 20 plus years. And he said, I always feel like I was so much better back then. And I think people assumed he was going to feel the opposite, that he would look at older work and think he wasn't, you know, as accomplished as he is now. And he and I were talking privately. I think there's a tendency, you need your work to age a little bit. When it's fresh out of the studio, it's as if, like, it hasn't quite set yet. It's not like, you know, the cake that you can stick the toothpick in. It needs to cool. Because when it's so fresh, you feel like you could go in there and keep
You're
messing around.
Right. Yeah.
And so stuff almost has to age. And he and I were talking about that a little bit. I think that, you know, after you write something, after you've done it for a while, after you've toured the CD, you know, and listened to it a year later, it starts to, oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
I think you're right. I think it does help to get some distance like that. Yeah, definitely.
Where are you headed after Westminster tonight? Are you going to be out more places?
Yeah, tomorrow we're playing in Foxburg, PA, which isn't too far. Nice kind of hidden gem up along 80, near Clarion.
Yeah, actually, and we're carried on radio stations in Clarion and Grove City.
Great.
So folks might be listening.
Oh, that's great.
Is that an evening show?
It's it's actually, they have a wine and food, and it's the Foxburg Art, Wine, and Food Fest, I believe it's called. And it's It's a festival. It goes from, I think it starts around noon and goes on throughout the day. We're going to do the opening slot noon to two tomorrow.
Oh, great. So,
we'll be playing in the afternoon. Yeah, it's a nice little festival. We've done it for the past couple of years and love it.
Sounds good. Yeah. And have you been out on the road far from home to support the record?
Yeah. Since the release, been on the road a little bit. We did, you know, we did our Pittsburgh and our Youngstown shows and that kind of thing. And then went down to a little singer-songwriter festival in South Carolina called Hotel Carolina. And it's a really nice thing. It was a couple days there and some dates in Atlanta, and we did a Philadelphia date was it 2 weeks ago, and kind of worked our way through the middle of central PA, and we're excited. At the end of the month, actually, we're gonna head down, Ben and I, down to Miami and jump on a cruise called the Rombello, or called the Rombello Music Festival. It's a festival with a lot of great bands. Donovan Frankenreiter, State Radio, Michael Franti and Spearhead, a bunch of great kind of up-and-coming acts, and we're going to be on that little five-day cruise.
That's
we're very excited.
Pretty diverse group. Yeah, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, we're thrilled to just...
Play a couple times.
Play a couple times, vacation
Bahamas,
a lot of
yeah.
times, you know?
Yeah.
That'd
be nice.
I like the idea. It's 10 before noon. Ben Port and J.D. Eicher from J.D. Eicher and the Good Nights, and we have time, I think, for two more. I budget carefully. And they, it's like a pitcher and a catcher looking at each other, trying to decide whether the fastball or the curve is about to come.
I think we're in agreement, though. We
okay.
got it. Yeah. Would you like to just go ahead and begin?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Here they are again.
This is a song called Aaron. It's off our new record.
Got a shop up in northern Vermont where the days don't run, they just plod along. Spends each one working in a haze, humming sad songs, and in the back on the rack there's an old guitar with a few good strings. He stays and he plays until it's dark, and he always sings. I don't write sad songs, they just seem to find me. I've been standing still and I feel a little restless now. Here for years and now I fear that there's no way out. Holding on to something that just holds me down. And I don't know, no I don't know, I don't know if this is me. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at the bar, trying to feel less hollow, but he skips the booze for the back hallway and the old piano. And it's 2 a.m. and the barroom's all spilled out. It's just him and the owner, and the man says, Aaron, why the sad ones now? And Aaron shrugs his shoulders. I don't like sad songs, they just seem to write me. I've been standing still and I feel a little restless now. Here for years and now I fear that there's no way out. Holding on to something that just holds me down. And I don't know, no I don't know, I don't know if this is me. Well, they say life's a little sweeter for the struggle is. I can't seem to care what they say. Life's a little sweeter for the struggle is. I can't seem to care what they say. I've been standing still and I feel a little restless now. Here for years and now I fear that there's no way out. Holding on to something that just holds me down. Holding on to something that just holds me down. When I'm done holding on to something that just holds me down. Yeah, 'cause I don't know, no, I don't know, I don't know if this is me.
J.D. Eicher and Ben Port. What was the name of that one?
That's called Aaron.
Aaron, okay. I was trying to, it's a good song, another good song. You're a good writer. And that's on the latest release called Into Place. And I had to ask you the name of it because that's one of those songs where it's not evident. You know, it's like the name isn't the chorus, the name, you know,
right.
it's just right. in there. This last time we have a chance to talk, I want to thank you guys for being here before playing the last song. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to say that I may have neglected to ask you about. Feel free to.
No, I mean, thanks for having us, first of all.
A pleasure.
Truly, yeah,
great.
Thank you so much. Yeah. This is a great, I took an opportunity to look over your videos and whatnot on your website and stuff, and what you guys are doing is really great for the
thanks.
Kids. Awesome. So, thanks, we appreciate you having us.
Well, for everybody, too. You know, it's a mix of everybody's people. Some are just littler and younger. Some are older. You know, it's
absolutely.
We appreciate your being here. I hope you'll consider going out to see the full band either tonight in Westminster or tomorrow afternoon in Foxburg. And what do you want to close up with?
This last song is called "Feel the Rain," and it's one off our second record. And it's a song about it's a love story, guy and a girl. She moves to the city to chase a dream, and he stays behind. And this is a song about him realizing that sometimes we have to change a little bit and him chasing her down. So hope you like it. This is Feel the Rain, and thanks so much for having us.
Seems like every couple hours is 6 a.m. The cadence of this town keeps it coming around again. You go down the bridge street, pop a Tylenol, and you look over the ledge. You know she's gone, but it don't feel like that yet. You know she's gone, but you remember what she said. Do you feel the rain? Do you feel the courage? Do you feel it swimming in your veins? Do you feel the same? Do you feel the rain? Do you feel like running? Do you think we're made to just remain? Or do you feel the same? You take a taxi to the city just like you used to. And you hit the restaurant you hit up every time. But all alone, you know New York's just not as great. Memories changed, the booths draw different lines. But through the clamor you can hear her just like every other time. Do you feel the rain? Do you feel the courage? Do you feel it swimming in your veins? Do you feel the same? Do you feel the rain? Or do you feel like running? Or do you think we're made to just remain? Or do you feel the same? But she left you still deciding if you would ever feel that way, or if you were made to just remain. And now you're paying, and now you're flying. Well, you're like lightning through the rain toward the building where she stays. Oh, and luck lets you catch her as she's leaving. Oh, and you're yelling like you're crazed while the water hits your face. Do you feel the rain? Or do you feel the courage? Or do you feel it swimming in your veins? Do you feel the same? Do you feel the rain? Or do you feel like running? Or do you think we're made to just remain? Or do you feel the same? 'Cause I've been lost to thoughts these days of running towards you in the rain, showing you I'm not the same. Then now I understand. 'Cause there's some kind of bravery, it wells itself inside of me, tells me this is what I need, that I cannot remain. And now I know I feel this way.
Thank you to J.D. Eicher and Ben. Yeah, I almost said Ben Folds. I said Ben Ports. Well, it's the same end of the sound. I know better than
Ben Folds to play on the album.
Yeah. Join us. Thank you, guys. J.D. Eicher and the Good Knights. And look for them. Their new album is called Into Place. Ben Ports and J.D. Eicher. Join us again. Thank you to everybody who was able to be here today. And mostly, well, equally, thank you to you for being here. Join us again next week. Saturday mornings on public radio for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings right here on public radio.